So one of the reasons I like this passage is because Jesus makes it really easy, right? This is what it means, right? So if you're taking a New Testament exam, as my professor would say, feel free to cheat off Jesus, right? Or sermon class, the seed is the pronouncement of the kingdom of God. The soil is the kind of the state of our heart or our receptivity. And it has varying degrees of results. So sometimes when Jesus is recorded, it's just a conversation, and sometimes it's a parable. So what's a parable? One of my professors would simply say, a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Simple as that. But parables are kind of putting you in a position as a listener of asking this question or answering this question. Do you get it? Yeah, I get it. Okay. Will you live it? And over again, if you read the Gospel of Matthew and the other Gospels as well, Jesus oftentimes says, the kingdom of God is like this. Meaning, this is the true reality. This is the real reality. And so if you get it, will you let this be your reality? Will you live and ask God to help this reality be your reality? And then Jesus often says in other parables, the way that he ends this one, if you have ears to hear, which means if you really understand, then good for you. So do you get this parable and does it get you? I was reading this week, what does this mean? Why all of a sudden is Jesus talking about this? And a scholar has suggested that Jesus in this passage is actually summarizing everything that we've read so far in the Gospel of Matthew. That Jesus has come proclaiming the kingdom of God, and it has fallen on hard ground. And that would be the Pharisees, Sadducees. They don't let the gospel in. And so they just kind of let it sit there. And then, of course, the birds of the air just kind of come and take that seed, no problem. And then that perhaps it's John the Baptist who comes with excitement and fervor. But now the trials and persecution from King Herod has kind of caused John to doubt because John's in prison. And that the seed that grows up among the weeds and ends up getting choked out is probably a verdict on Jesus' own mother and his siblings, as they're saying, it's really time for you to come home and get a job. And then that Jesus is therefore saying to these disciples, you're the good soil. You're the good soil. So, the question arises, what soil am I? And if I'm a certain kind of soil, can the soil change? Or is it set in stone? Well, of course people change. Of course God brings about results because Jesus says 30, 60, 100 fold. And that was a harvest that only God could give. And so of course people change. Of course people change. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Other Pharisees and Sadducees came to believe in Jesus. And then when Jesus talks about John the Baptist, he says, there's no one greater than John the Baptist. And then Jesus' mother was at the crucifixion, and his brother ends up being a very important pastor in the early church. And then these disciples are the ones that would run away. Isn't it interesting? Yeah, people can change. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. So who causes the seed to grow? God. God causes the seed to grow. This is really about your receptivity at this moment in time. Is the gospel, is God's goodness just kind of laying on the ground of your heart and it can't get through for whatever reason? Or are you going through circumstances that feel like you are being scorched, that you're being burned, and so your hope has turned to despair? Or maybe you're in this precarious position where there's kind of the cares of life. The deceptiveness and the charms of this world would seek to kind of choke it out of you so that you don't bear fruit of the gospel in your life. Or are you in a place where you're receiving it and you want God to bring about a harvest? Paul, when he is talking to the church in Corinth, names off several descriptions that you would never let someone call your mom. And then he follows it up with saying, this is what some of you were. But Christ Jesus has redeemed you. That Jesus Christ, through His goodness and grace, changes you from the inside out. And if you want to be changed from the inside out, that's really what differentiates Christianity from so many other ways of living and believing, is that many religious systems just kind of want a veneer over your life. Just do the right thing. Just do this. Doesn't matter what the disposition of your heart is. But time and again, Jesus says that it's what comes out of your heart. It is what comes out of your heart that produces the fruit in your life. And what God is always doing, and what Jesus Christ is always doing, is seeking to penetrate our heart so we understand why we fear the things we fear, why we love the things we love, why we will or will not do a daring thing for God, even though we know that thing is right and good. That's what He's doing. So this parable, in a way, is always a verdict. It's always a verdict, and the verdict is not supposed to leave you hopeless. It's supposed to leave you hopeful that God is the one that can break the ground of your heart through the rain of grace, the rain of grace on the hard soil of your heart. Look, some of you are gardeners, some of you are master gardeners, I've been told. I know this much, that ground can be changed. Ground can be changed. And it often comes through compost. Through things dying. The smelly things in your life. Could it be that when the truth of the gospel kind of comes into your life and reveals all this compost in your life, that God is actually using that very process of pointing out that stuff to break open your heart so that you can receive the good news? I think that's what it is. So, the seed is being cast today. It's cast every day, not just on Sundays. So where's it falling? In the prayer of confession, or even now, are there stones in your life that you need to notice, you need to name, and you need to remove? Are there thorns in your life that need to be killed? Some spiritual roundup on them. Or is this a time in your life where God wants you or us as a congregation to bear good fruit together? So friends, the seed, the soils change, the gospel doesn't. Right? Amen? We change, God does not. And because we know that God is loving, and that God is kind and God is generous, He once again throws His grace over you today. It wants it to bear good fruit in your life. So let's ask for that very thing. Let's pray. God, we hear these words, we sing these words, we pray them together. We ask that the seed would settle down into the very soil of our soul, that it would grow, that it would flourish, that we would have ears to hear, that we would have eyes to see, that we would have a heart to believe. And if there's any obstacle, the birds of the air, the scorching sun, the thorns and thickets of our life, if there's anything, would you call those out and would you remove them? God, we need your help. Please nurture us so that the gospel can grow here, in this congregation, in this neighborhood, in our own neighborhood, and in our city. So God, you give good things, and the greatest thing is yourself. So we thank you for that. And we receive it by faith through Jesus Christ. And it's in His name we pray. Amen.